I was involved in Spark when I first started at Hackney CVS back in January 2001. I started as the Information and Communications Officer, and it was my job to try and turn what was a very small sort of newsletter into a magazine. I didn't have any journalistic training, so I wasn't trying to be the next Guardian newspaper or anything, but it was a really interesting job because I got to meet lots of different people, hear lots of different perspectives. The magazine really helped to open my eyes to all the different communities in the borough and how each community differs from the next and how they all have different needs. But it was also a great opportunity to sort of showcase the good work that charities and community groups do in the borough, because there are so many, and so many do their work without hardly any funding or without hardly any recognition from the general public. So I was determined to use Spark magazine to shine a spotlight on what was happening in Hackney that was really worth hearing about. I remember, I think it was 2003, we did an article about the funding of young people's projects and how much different councils across the country invest in young people. And at the time, Hackney was bottom of the league table for how much it invested in young people, something like £1,500 per young person every year. Yet Islington and Tower Hamlets were investing three times as much as that in their young people. So we sort of exposed this fact, and I think it has helped to really change the council's perspective about how much it needs to focus on young people. And over the successive years, the council started to move up that league table and now is one of the best councils in London for the amount it invests in young people. I mean, a lot of people probably won't remember what Hackney was like. I mean, I've been at Hackney CVS 15 years now, but Hackney wasn't the best borough in London by a long way, and there was real inequality in the borough. But there were also, you know, the council at that time was struggling to manage its finances, and government was threatening to come into the borough to manage the council. But it was also a time of opportunity, and government was also keen to invest in Hackney because it could see that Hackney really needed some money to do the sort of work it needed to do for its residents. So that meant we could fund lots and lots of different community projects, small scale ones, and provide the money that, you know, will help to buy new football kits or take older people on trips to the seaside or, you know, do arts projects with people who are disabled. We could use Spark to showcase what we were doing.